have you learned about Malik Jackson so far?
You know what? He's doing good. You know, I see him as an inside rusher. You never know. You know what you see on tape, but when he was coming here, and we saw a couple of good rushes on the inside, so we hope he brings that dynamic. But he's more of a penetrator type three technique.
There's always that concern when a guy gets a big contract about motivational level. What's that been like?
Yeah,
with him?
I don't see. I mean, you're right. You hear about that. I don't see that in any part of him. So that's cool. We just spent some time together yesterday doing a charity function, and I just don't see it. He's a guy that, I mean, he has higher aspirations, what he wants to do for this team and individually. So, it's great.
Colvin, okay? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Colvin.
Sounds like the wind.
Okay. Colvin had a really nice day today. What type of growth have you seen from him?
He's been good. You know, I think the same talk that, Marquise just keeps stacking him up. But he does. He's really done a nice job. All two practices and then today to have a really good day. So he just needs to continue to grow like that. But I think, you know, his process is not so much bust. He knows what to do. It's just the technique in doing it. And that's what I see it being more refined.
Josh Evans has experience at both safety positions. How much creativity does that allow you?
Well, we always say the more that you can do. So for him to have an opportunity to play free and strong and have that versatility, that's, you know, that just helps him.
I don't want to jinx him, but Marquise Lee is healthy through 3 days of OTAs for the first time in his 3 years. Is it good to see him maybe getting this kind of work?
It is. And just, you know, the way he's working too. You know, he is. He's just like what we had asked him to do. Now, you know, we have 4 days. Come back. Be smart over this time. But he is. You see him doing more things to take care of his body. I think he's starting to – that's the one thing with our receiving crew. I talked to Allen Robinson, too. He said he's learning his body more, you know, what it can handle, where he needs to do. He can, you know, detect things. So hopefully Marquise is in that same
– Are you out of managing him at this point?
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever, you know, I guess it was managing. I talked to the whole team, you know, a lot. So, you know, I think we just conversations. We have time.
Well, manage his body in terms of health-wise.
We just still have continued conversations, you know. But he's, you know, I think he's starting to take ownership of it more. I feel that.
Are you getting a sense of how dynamic Malik and Dante can be together playing off each other?
It's hard, you know, right now, to be honest with you. But, you know, I think both off their traits and what we saw on tape, you know, what we think that can happen, you know. But I really like the D-line. I think there's a lot of guys getting a lot of good opportunities there. And I like how we're trying to build depth at the Leo spot.
Do you get a feel for how the combinations on the D-line are going to play out?
Well, it's so early, you know. We're trying, just like the offensive line. You're seeing us mix some guys around and get a feel. But I think we'll develop that continuity more in training camp.
With the safety unit, Cyprian obviously taking away some of the responsibilities of strong safety. How has he kind of thrived now that he's?
Well, I don't know if it's taking away responsibility. I think he's just a more defined role. And we're trying to utilize everybody's strength. When we brought Gibson in, we know his strengths. And so we're trying to keep guys in that world. And but, you know, talking to Sip, he seems to be picking it up real good. And, you know, I think for him, it's just the more reps he can get, the faster he plays.
The rookies that are out here, are you happy with the way they interacted with the veterans for the first
I am. I would say the rookie class believes they're a very strong class in talking to them. So that's good. But now the interaction that you're seeing them with the veterans, I think it's good. Now there's Miles isn't here and Jalen isn't here. So, you know, but you do see them interact more. And I think that's what that last period was for, to get a chance to see the rookies even more. They're leaving here for 3 or 4 days. They have a good taste in their mouth as they leave.
Ryan Davis playing coverage at Otto. How have you been?
Pretty good. Now I had a nice pick today. You know, when he goes down at the D-line, you can see he's really smooth. At the linebacker spot, he's growing, but his athleticism is showing up with that interception that he had today.